right, all right, all right.
All right. All right, all we're right. Back in the saddle, guys. We're welcome to the Play Myself Show. I'm Miles.
And my name is Abraham. No, I'm just kidding. And my name is Mo. How's everyone doing?
Yo, Mo.
Thank you for being here.
You wish your name was Abraham?
Hell no, I don't wish my name was Abraham. I just think that's a real prestigious name. Abraham.
Unlike Maurice.
Shut up. Unlike Miles?
No. I think Miles is a very prestigious name.
It's not. Nobody it likes is. That name.
I do. My mom does. My grandma does. So, Mo, how was your holiday?
It was good. It was quiet. So me and Brooke spent a majority of the day just sitting in. We had some coffee. You know, we really didn't do anything. There was nothing open. So we sat in, we watched the night before, actually, we watched National Lampoon's Vacation. Then we watched the European Vacation, and then we topped it off with Christmas Vacation because I'd never watched a Christmas Vacation. I'll be honest. First off, it threw me off because the kids weren't the same in every movie, but the Christmas Vacation one was funny as hell. It was hilarious.
Top Christmas movies? Do you have a top five Christmas movies?
I don't have top five Christmas movies. I can say my favorite Christmas movie is Scrooged with Bill Murray. That's my favorite one.
That's a good one. Yeah. I'm between Home Alone and Die Hard. That's my
A Christmas Story is up there too though.
I never watched that shit.
You never watched A Christmas Story?
I crazed it. I never watched it.
Okay.
Too old for that.
I mean, A Christmas Story really brings you back to your childhood.
Yeah, some of those movies, if you don't watch when you were a kid, it fucks you up now. Like, I want to watch Star Wars so bad, bro. Like, yeah. I'll smoke a half an ounce of weed, try to watch it. I'm like, yo, damn, my child was fucked up. I'm supposed to watch this shit when I was a kid. I can't do it, bro. The new ones, I could tolerate, but that old shit, man, I can't do it. I'm too into what's going on to do that shit.
Yeah, I mean, and when you smoke too, it's like some people say it's easier to pay attention to certain things.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I always wonder, like, is it really that easy to pay attention to stuff when you?
Hell when you're yeah!
Really?
You get like super interested. And like whatever you're doing, so you get like super interested. So like right now, like I'm watching like Knives Out, right? Like trying to find all of them. I love it, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it's like, you know, like a murder mystery. You're like, oh wow, I hope, you know what I mean. You really get into it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, how was your Christmas though? What did you end up doing?
That shit was lit. I went to the homie house. Yeah. I went to the homie house, his family had us. You know, Max's godfather, Edgar, shout out to them. And they had us, man, just to get some, you know, like the family atmosphere. And it was cute. They got two baby boys. And we got us, I was working. Got us an intern.
Oh?
You know, shout out. Jalissa, if she's listening. Now she's gonna knock out our thumbnail for us. And, yeah, man. And our first Play Myself Show intern. I mean, I think it's only a 10-day contract, though. 10-day contract.
Oh, like, yeah? Generally. She got to prove herself?
No. That's what her school is requesting. It's like a real internship.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's going to just do our thumbnail. So that's a good look, man. So I appreciate her. You know?
Yeah, that's dope. That's dope.
Yeah. Max had birthday, went there, he had the little homies at the crib. That was cool.
Okay. Now with New Year's coming up, now we're getting older, right? So
I'm getting wiser.
Do you stop it? Do you find yourself doing things differently now that you have a child? Like, because when you were younger, you probably went out, you partied, you did things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, do you do those things differently because you've changed as a father, like as a father, as a person, or like all the above? Like,
nah. So I had a leader, right? Chris Panther, right? Good dude. He used to put me on to like shit, like, yo, staying out late, like nothing good happens. Like, I don't know if like he wasn't doing it, but whatever. But he used to tell us that shit, and like, you know, I started to peep, like. You know, like, there's no reason or need to go out like that no more. Especially if you, oh, I'm married too, bro. So yeah. That's just like, you know what I mean? Just stay in the crib. And, you know, we probably, like, every quarter probably go somewhere. But it always winds up being like a, you know, one of us overdoes it. And, you know what I mean? It's trash. So it's limited, more limited. Nah. But, yeah, being a father, I guess. Because babysitters are hella expensive.
You just change the way you think and the way that you know.
Hell yeah. Yo, bro, because if you got to pay somebody $25, $20 an hour to stay at your curb, is that really worth it? You know what I mean? You can just take your ass to sleep?
I mean, yeah, it's real. I mean, for me, I think I stopped doing, like, the whole partying thing once I hit, like, 27, 28. And I think it was because I was just over it. Like you said, nothing, a lot of times nothing great can come from it.
Yeah.
Especially when you have responsibilities. And I mean, you get sick of throwing up too, when you get too drunk. If you're somebody who gets sick when you drink too much, you start to know your limit as an adult.
Yeah, that's true.
And so just a lot of times too, you have to work a job, like either the next day or the day after or something like that. With New Year's,
yeah, I've never been like that though. I've never been like when I was like a young kid, like early in my career, I would do that going out then go to work shit. Can't do that shit. Like when you get to like the senior grade, because then you smell. People, like, these kids come, they used to come in, they don't even know they smell, man. You smell, all of that, you just take your ass home.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, I think knowing that you have to show up to a job ready to work, mm-hmm. you know, and I mean, the thing is that not everybody's going to tell you that you smell. You know, not everybody's going to sit there and be like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He smell like alcohol. Not everybody's gonna mm-hmm. say that. They'll say it like when you walk by, like, oh, mm-hmm. you know. But
or they tell the people
you don't know that it's coming out of your pores or anything like that. You know what right. I mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
And so I used to always put people on though. I look at it from a, you know, from a respect type of deal, right? Because when I show up to work, I'm supposed to show up ready to go. I'm not supposed to be smelling like alcohol. I'm not, you know what I mean? They're not supposed to know that, you know, what you shouldn't be able to tell. Hold on. You shouldn't be able to tell just by me walking by. You shouldn't be able to tell where I've been that night. You know, it's more of a respect thing.
Yeah. To me, honestly, I think that especially the bars up here, them just do a good job at like monitoring like how you drink and everything. I think the trouble we used to get into is like after like we go to people's house or whatever, and then that's when shit used to get crazy. So then you wind up just like taking a 30-minute nap and going to work. So it's not a good look, bro.
Yeah. I remember my buddy used to he used to go out and party the nights that we had drill. Now, this is when I knew, this is when I started being responsible, because I was about like, probably about 25 at the time. And so I went out and partied with him a couple of nights. We showed up to drill late.
Mm-hmm.
And I got reamed out by the first sergeant. He got reamed out by the first sergeant. And his NCO was a younger buck sergeant.
Yeah.
Mine was an older, like, old lady. Like, she was in her 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Staff sergeant who was getting ready to retire. She didn't want any problems. Mm-hmm. So she just sat me down one day. And she said, you know, I know that you're a specialist. I know what specialists do. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that there always has to be one responsible specialist, you know, out of the group. You want to make sure that you're responsible. Mm-hmm. And then she just kept drilling that to me, drilling it to me, drilling it to me. And so finally.
Hold on, man. Who was that?
No, this was before I was in the National Guard. This is I was in the reserves.
So you just don't remember her name?
Yeah, it was Sergeant Koska.
All right.
Yeah.
Man, she did a good thing, bro. I was a shy. Yeah, she could be listening.
Yeah, shout out to Sergeant Koska. But she, she just kept drilling it to me that you have to be responsible. You have to be responsible, you know? Mm-hmm. And if you're going to get anything from me, because I'm going to retire, if you're going to get anything from me, you just make sure that you're responsible. You take care of people, because there's going to be a day where you have to tell somebody, you have to trust somebody with your guys. And you have to say, look, you have to make sure that you're responsible for them. And so I stopped going out.
Let me shoot you some bail.
I was 26 years old.
Let me shoot you some bail real quick. Because if anybody's listening that says, oh, he said he became responsible at 26. Yo, you guys would be surprised how irresponsible people are before 26, especially with that in that type of lifestyle and with that type of commitment. 25 is a good age to start getting responsible. So don't, you know, people are like, oh, you're responsible. Why didn't you get responsible when he was 18? It's like, nah, bro. Like, it sounds good. And in theory, that's what people want you to think society is. Like, every 21-year-old is a responsible person. Hell no. Motherfuckers be kids early. And
well, yeah, in their 20s, yeah.
late 20s, like, acting like kids.
Yeah. And I mean, like, the thing is that.
Shitting on
do
the
you
toilet.
Know how. Yeah. Do you know how hard it was seeing my friends go out and have fun while I stayed back at the house and played PlayStation and I went to sleep early and then I had to wake him up so that we can get the drill, you know? And so he kept asking me, he's like, why don't you go out? He goes, you come over, you stay the night. He's like, why don't you ever go out with us? And I said, because somebody has to wake your ass up in the morning. And I said, and usually it's me waking you up. And I would drag him to drill. And I said, you can go out. And it's like
selfless of you. That's pretty selfless of you, Mo.
Thank you. But it's like what Kobe said. Kobe said and if you guys, I know it's on YouTube where he's talking about his guys wanting the young guys wanting to go out and have fun and drink and party. So he would go out with them. He said, I'll go out and drink with you. And he goes, but come the morning time, we gotta come to work. And so he would go out, he would party, he would drink, whatever. And then they'd go home, they'd go to sleep, and he'd be right at their hotel door, knocking on the door like, hey, wake up, we got practice. And it made men out of them because they were still 21, 22 years old. And then they realized that they couldn't be going out. If they're going to be getting paid all that money and, you know, they can't be going out and doing that type of stuff because people depend on them to do a job.
Mm. So Steve says, what age do we think a young man should start moving with responsibility? I mean, my whole thing with being a man is like, it's when you consider yourself a man, right? When you consider yourself a man, then everything is your responsibility. Like all that sorry shit, you know, all that it should go away. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying that a man can't say sorry, but like, well, my fault and things like that. But at the end of the day, it's your responsibility. So all of that shit, like, I don't want to hear that from another man. You know what I mean? So it's just like when you really dead ass into your shit, and it could be any age, you know. But that's just how I look at it. What say you, Mo?
So what age should they be responsible?
Yeah, start moving with responsibility.
I think that technically you can be responsible at any age. The only thing is that you want to make sure that you live life too, right? So you don't want to be so responsible that you don't experience things in life, because what's going to end up happening is if you're too responsible, then you're going to go into your 40s, have a midlife crisis and start doing all the most irresponsible stuff in the world. So you have to get but you have to start doing that stuff early and get it out of your system. But if you can moderate it, if you can make sure that you're not doing it to the max, then I feel like you're already responsible. You know, so to answer your question, any age you can be responsible. Just make sure that A, you're responsible enough to where you're not doing anything stupid, and then B, even if you do things stupid, you learn from it. You want to learn from those experiences.
I put it like this. When people can rely on you, like when people can rely on you more than like you rely on other people. So like right now, my mom can call me and say, "All right, I need to do this. You need to do this. This needs to happen." And then she can trust that if she says, "I'm like, yo, I'm doing a show, it can't happen tomorrow morning," she can trust that it's gonna happen. So that's how I see it. You know?
I mean, you can be responsible at any age. It's just you want to make sure that you live life. And
living life, hold on, Mo. You associate living life with being irresponsible?
No, what I'm saying is, what I'm saying is that some people try to be over responsible, right? So all right, you've got your dad leaves. Dad's not in the picture anymore. You have to be responsible, right? You have to be responsible for the other four kids. Hold on, you have to be responsible for the other four kids, right? So now you have to grow up fast. But if it carries over into your adulthood, into the time where you're supposed to be out having fun, but you're so busy trying to be responsible that you don't live life, you don't go and do things where you say, "Hey, you know what? I think I'm going to have a drink tonight." You know, and you don't experience life, then you're going to try to experience that stuff later on when all your friends that you were supposed to be doing that stuff earlier on, now they have responsibilities. So you have to have a balance.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you should have a balance, but I don't equate. Well, I think you can have fun and be responsible. You just can't so you're not gonna see the experiences you got yourself out of being super responsible every day. You know what I mean? You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, you're not going to be like,
oh. But you're literally saying the same thing that I just said. That's literally the same thing, yeah.
Yeah. So, that's what I'm saying when I said give an example. It's like, okay, mom says come home at 12. You about to bust your first cheek. She's like, yo, I'm going to take the ass whip and I'm going to take whatever because I'm a virgin. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's an irresponsible act, but your risk management is worth it. It was worth it. You know what I'm saying? Like that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I hear you.
And yeah. Craig Countryman Lean McLean says, y'all need to get your teeth fixed. It's and a life. I'm reading this shit for real. So he said, and a life and a woman because you're so ugly. I don't know.
Wait, what are you reading that from?
From the chat. This, my thing is messed up a little bit, so I can't put it on. I want to put it on the screen, but it's not going. I don't know. Here, you know who that is? Craig Countryman McLean?
I don't know. Let me get on mine.
Hey, Steve, the age, to me, the age is, it's up to that. It's up to the people, man. I think that's the number one thing wrong with the society today when we put these age caps and gaps on people. To me, it's like, yo, if a man says he's a man, he's a man. But there's men that's men in age, but they're still boys. And that's just the fact that it matters. Same thing with girls and women. It's the same thing. I don't think that, like, because you're 21, that necessarily makes you a man, makes you an adult. I just don't think it makes you a man.
I think legally, It makes you an adult.
Adult, yeah.
But it's the same thing with like being a parent. You know, legally you might have birthed that child. You might have helped in that process. But are you really a father? Are you really a mother? You know, and that's the real question. I mean, you may have given birth to somebody, and I know that you've heard this term before. You may have given birth to somebody, but somebody else is their dad or somebody else is their mom. You know, it's cliche, but it's true.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I hate that term.
Why?
Because, bro, it's not true, son. It's like, somebody was like, a father. He was more of a father than me. No, like, yo, bro, at the end of the day, bro, I think that everybody just has to come from a place of gratitude. If you really think about it, like, and especially when it comes to parents, yo, these motherfuckers gave you life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, yo, you got to respect it. Like, now, I'm talking about estrangement, like getting mad and all that other stuff. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about like, yo, dude just bans, like beats it on his kids first day. But I'm talking about like, yo, like getting the fights and everything with your parents. Then it's like, oh, I like this dude better. Come on, man. Like, you see what's going on with Master P and his kid right now?
No.
Yo, Mo don't be doing no corner band homeworks. I got to start sending you articles, bro. So his kid is like.
Hold on. I'm over there working, bro. I'm over there working. Too, man. Yeah. Listen, I wish that I could work on the stuff that you're working on rather than working on the stuff that I'm working on.
Nah, me too.
But yeah. But you be doing it.
Nah, I don't. Sometimes, bro. Nah, what? Yo, see, you got me off my theme. So basically, like, his kid, Romeo, is like, Master P says something like, yo, like, rest in peace to, like, one of these DJs that killed himself. And Romeo was like, yo, you need to be worried about his own family instead of worried about these other motherfuckers. I'm just cashing these checks from these rap snacks now or some shit like that. Like, it's just being disrespectful to his dad. And it's like, yo, bro, how many kids grow up with $30 million in the bank? Regardless of what my pops did, like, you grew up on third base with, you know, about to steal home. There's nothing that your pops could have did or said or borrowed money for you talking about, oh, he borrowed money for me to get back on. Bro, who put you on?
But yeah, I mean, listen, don't speed past the fact that you're sitting there saying that comment's not real, though. It's real. It's a real. It makes sense. It's just
the
not
whole
true.
Father, the father, daddy shit.
Yeah,
he was more of a father than me. I feel like that shit is an opinion, bro.
It you know what though? It absolutely is. You're right about that. It's an opinion, but it's a fact to somebody.
Yeah, right. Because
you know what I mean.
I know dudes, right?
So think about this. Think about this, right? So you're saying it's not true. So
I'm gonna get on that horse. Go ahead. I'm saying it's not true because let me tell you this. Go ahead. So I know people that ladies or exes tell them like, you can't see your kid, and motherfuckers try for years. You know what I mean? Now, is that my standard? No, because I'm like, yo, like I wouldn't take no for an answer. But can I see somebody feel super defeated on that shit? Absolutely. You know what I mean? And they got a restraining order and everything. Absolutely, I can see that shit. And then people move on. I'm just saying, like, in every scenario, I'm not saying that there's no debt. Like, I don't know any Debbie dads, so it's different for me.
Yeah, so the thing about it is it's not in every case scenario. No one ever said it was every case scenario. So the fact that you say that it's not a true statement, you're only speaking about the scenarios that you choose to hear about, right?
Bro, you can't do that.
Yes, I can. And, ahead, and I'll tell you how. All right. Mm-hmm. So you're telling me that a mother has a child, right? And the child is now a ward of the state because mom can't get off of drugs. Mom lives on drugs for all 18 years of this child's life. Still tries to go see the child, but every time she goes to see the child, she's always either high or she's with somebody that she doesn't know. hold on. She's with somebody that she doesn't know, or that the child doesn't know, doesn't really give that child the attention that they need. Now, somebody else took that child in, they raised them, they gave them all their life lessons, and you're telling me that those parents are not the real parents? That's why I'm saying, like in some cases, you do have fathers that are trying to see their children. I'm not saying that that's not true. What I am saying is that there are other situations where the parents really are, they've had the children, yes. They were sperm donors, yes. But were they really parents to those kids? No. Absolutely not.
Again, it's an opinion, bro. Regardless of so, yeah, so you can't say, is it a true statement? A true statement is a true statement to whoever thinks it. That's what makes it an opinion.
We're talking about true statements as if like,
could it be true?
Yes.
Yeah, it could be true. Absolutely. Yeah. These are
could it be false? Could it be false?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. I got you. I got you.
You don't got me with anything.
I got you with that one.
Nigga.
You're talking about we're talking case by case situation.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's case by case. I'm not saying
You're saying case by case. I'm saying case by case too. So you're saying, yo, could it be right? I'm saying, yeah, it could be right. Could it be wrong? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. So
what are you saying?
Oh, so we both right.
Why are you still arguing about it, Miles?
I'm argumentative.
I don't know why you're so mad about this.
Because it's my Venus. I don't even know what that means. It's upsetting. But you did. You left me out there, boy. Tell you what, man. If anybody wants a co-host that shoots you in the foot, sorry, Tori, that shoots you in the foot, Maurice Wells and Tori Lane.
Right. Oh my goodness. What are these comments saying?
I don't know. I was looking for them. This is my last week ever using the beta.
Why?
Because like, it should be working sometimes. It's not only working right. Well, I like the comments. Like, I don't know, man. And I couldn't figure out the Twitch thing on time. Next week we will be on Twitch. Cause Twitch is where they can find you.
My friend was talking to me the other day, and he said that he brought his girl home for Christmas. His girlfriend's white. Girlfriend's white. Now he's black. And
I'm black.
His family was so upset that he brought this white girl to Christmas.
Oh, what? Tell me more.
So they were upset about it. So they're like, oh, why you bring this girl to Christmas like that? She's a white girl. She's bubble. And so it's like,
that's cap.
Do like, we're in 2022, bro.
Nah, I don't believe that story, bro. I don't believe that story.
No, it's true, though.
I call you out.
You can call me out.
Bro, black people not like that, bro.
What?
So you saying, like, she came to dinner and they was like, that shit in front of her and all that?
Well, they didn't say it. No, wait. Let me back up. They weren't like...
They were like, we will not eat with these niggas. They wasn't
No.
All right.
Get her out of here. So they weren't like mad like that. They were, it was more behind closed doors. Like, gave them a hard time. That's what it was. We will not eat with this woman.
He said, Mama, who that in there?
He passed out.
Yeah, nah. But I'm saying, I don't see black people ever doing no shit like that. Honestly, the behind their back shit, behind the back of a girl, maybe. But
that's what they did.
Yeah, I was,
I went about that the wrong way.
Yeah,
but
that,
but
it would have been funny though. It would have been funny. It would have been funny though if he said they did.
No, it wasn't like that.
It'd have been funny if they would have put all the other shit on her plate and see if she would have ate it. But go ahead.
So they were like pissed off. And so I'm like, you know, when he was telling me this, he's like, he was more upset. And I'm like, this shit still goes on? You know what I mean? Like, I could understand, like, you know, earlier years, like even not 90s, 2000s, yeah. But now?
I mean,
I don't get it.
Now that's kind of weak now, but it's a sign of the immaturity type shit. But to me, again, right, my theory on racism is this, or all of that shit. It's like, yo, if you can't do it to the person's face, that's like a coward you're a coward. Cause like, if you hate me, yo, bro, just tell me you hate me. Nah, I'm gonna go my way. But like all that sneak diss and shit, his family's corny for that.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely.
You
know what I mean?
Because if you got a rub with Shorty, and like, if your son telling you he love her, fuckers, yo, that's some other shit. Like, I'm not talking to my uncle right now because of that bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just like that, bro. Because it's like, yo, it's your shit. Fucker, you got to really put your foot down on some shit like that. Especially if you son.
Yeah. I thought it was weird. And so it's like, you know, do you think, like, do black women get more angry that a black man is with a white woman, or do you think that black men get angrier that
men? Yo, 100%, 100%. Yo, I'll tell you this shit. a black chick will look at you with your white woman, and she might, you know what I mean, she might say, like, again, some side shit, and she might talk to you, and she's like, you know what I mean, she's more into, like, it's more hilarious to her, I think, or whatever, to whatever she feels, or, you know what I mean, whatever, how y'all be, you know what I mean, like, it's funnier to her. But a black dude get mad, son. He look at the girl, first thing he look at the girl ass, he's like, yo, I don't know, son, I don't know what to, you know what I mean, it's a territorial thing.
But I think black men,
I don't care. It's funny though.
I think black men will try to sun the white guy, dude. Though.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's more of a disrespectful type of deal.
Yeah, and it, like inadvertent shit. You know what I mean? Like my cousin, like I'm my cousin Gene, he'll be on some shit like this to a dude. Like if he used to cut hair, so he'll do something like, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Like that.
Yeah. Yeah, they try to intimidate you.
Yeah,
I've seen that before, where they're
it's
like,
funny, "It's just like pissing on your shit." That's whack. It's not literally like pissing on. You know what I mean? You're trying to piss on your territory. Man, I'm a broadcaster, everyone. I don't get better at my broadcasting skills. It's only been almost 2 years us doing this shit, and now I still can't talk.
Has it been that long? It has, right?
It's been a minute, right? Yeah, man. So our goal for next year, I'm gonna set it off right now. We're gonna every month we're gonna do at least one guest. You know what I mean? And we're gonna do one guest a month. And my goal is to, if we can't do it together, one of us is gonna feature on somebody else's show. We gotta find them shit.
I'm with it.
Scott had that dude Sturgis on his show. I want to go on Sturgis' show, and I'll put him in the notes, like, because I want to learn how he does that movie shit. Because I watch a lot of movies, bro. You know what I mean? I watch a lot of movies. I'm home and trying to rest my back. So if I can put that joint on, and like, he charges people like 50 cents or something like that to watch his movies. Cha-ching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know? Shout out to Minority Plus One. Jump on their show real quick. Steve.
So, yeah, jump on
I see you in there, Steve.
Steve got the topics. I don't know why he's not hitting us with no work right now, but I didn't listen to their show this week, but I listened to it last week. I spoke to Sam about it a little bit. comment, man. Yo, don't forget to like and subscribe and comment on this show, man. Because Steve, I forgot what the comment was I wrote, but we ain't gonna talk too much about their show. But Steve is in the hot water, man. He's staying it.
What?
That boy living it. Yeah, he living it. Yeah, but anybody, that's a show that you always gonna find hot topics.
You gotta be on point on that show too. You really gotta, because if you ain't on point on that show, Sam gonna come for your neck. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm always quiet on the show. I wait till I can strike, you know.
Yeah, right.
I wait till I'm like, gotcha.
Gotcha. Nah, so that's my thing. So I know it's a lot of those out here, and then not even out here, but just everywhere, man. Like I want to, like my goal is to, you know, get on the show on every 50 state. Just get on somebody's show in every state, just to put the footprint out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean that's the type of strategizing that I'm looking at going on. I don't even know what you call this brand of show. I look at it like it's not really current events because you know no current events. Is banter and improv, right? You would say?
Yeah.
Because we do that sometimes. All right, yo, so if I'm him, we should make that a segment, right? If I'm, so I'm him. You're like, all right, so I'm your son, tell me. You know what I mean? That shit right there, that's a that could be a segment. But yeah, man.
Yeah, so back to what we were saying. I didn't get it with the, I know I'm not in a shot. I didn't get it with, mm-hmm. with the whole, them getting upset like that. And I didn't realize that people still do that. You know, there's a lot of things that people still do that it's just, I don't know.
As a woman, you think she should check him if she feels some shit?
So if it's a woman and she's the one who feels like she's being.
No, you said like, yo, people do shit on purpose, right? So like, say like, yeah. if his aunt ran her hand through her hair and at the end hit her with like this, and she's like, yo, fuck off of me at the table. Fuck it. She pulled my hair. That's the type of petty shit.
But I mean, first off, you don't need to be touching nobody's hair.
Nah, white girls like when you touch their hair, bro.
That's
a fact. So when somebody else touched their hair, like, oh, you got pretty hair. You never seen nobody.
You can't touch a black girl.
No, you can't touch a black girl hair, but if it's a white girl or a white woman and somebody hits stage and, oh, you got pretty hair, they gonna let that touch happen. So if the aunt pulls it at the end, she's like, yo, get the fuck off me.
Yeah, because they spend too much time.
But then the boyfriend has to back her up. At what time, yeah. Mo, at what point in a family visit do you not back your shorty up?
If she's wrong. If she's what? Like, if she's wrong, if she's dead wrong about something, I'm like, all right, handle that. You know, handle it. Because if you're wrong. So let me try to think of an example.
Yeah, because right? I'm going to say this. While you thinking, I'm going to say this. I'm going to give you some more context. So wrong and wrong in your mom's house is two different things. You agree? So wrong, wrong is wrong, right? But like wrong in my mother's house, like my mother would have a fit. Like if you like leave the juice out and go do something else. And like it's on the counter or you leave the refrigerator open. She's like, she'll flip out like you had your shoes on in the house.
Like
even if you're coming back.
So I'll give you an example, right?
Mm-hmm.
If me and Brooke showed up to, and this is something I know she would never do. I'm just using this as an example. So if me and her showed up to a Thanksgiving dinner, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're all getting ready to eat. And you know how they had those traditional long table, you know, and then they have the you can sit on the ends or you can sit where everybody else is sitting at, right? So, normally the heads of the household will sit in those chairs.
Yeah, like
now, if she, like what? Like you like and Noel.
Yeah, go ahead, Mo.
You know what I mean? Like you and Noel would sit at the end of the tables, right?
Sure.
Because you guys Right. So if she decided to sit in my mom's seat and my mom kind of gave her some smoke about it,
mm-hmm.
then my mom just gave her smoke about it. I'm not jumping in that. You know, that's like an unwritten, rule. Now, if my mom goes off to the point where it's like too much, then I'll be like, hey, mom, come on. You know, just chill. She didn't know.
Like,
you know,
like nobody ain't tell this bitch.
But I mean,
what you saying?
That's the. But something like that.
That's the problem. Yeah.
But I mean, something like that. I'm just like, all right, you know what? I'll let her and my mom hash that out.
If your mom said, what? Nobody ain't tell this bitch. She better the fuck up. Nah,
she wouldn't do that. My mom wouldn't do that. She would kindly tell her, like, hey, you know, why don't you sit over there with, you know, Maurice is sitting over there. Why don't you sit with him? Something like that. Like, my mom's real cool.
So,
about
okay, so then Brooke said, I'm fine.
Yo, I'm going to the bathroom.
Oh, I don't you abandon it? You abandon it? Abandonment. Yo, how about this? How about this, right? How about if your mom cuts pie, right? Mm-hmm. And but then like, say like in Brooke's house they cut eight, they cut a pie in eight, right? But in your mom's right. house they cut it, she makes it sweet, so they cut it in 12, whatever, right? And then mm-hmm. so your mom's like, oh, it's like your pie is your favorite shit, right? It's your favorite thing in the world your mom makes. Like you and Brooke come late, she's like, oh, it's some pie in there. Brooks is there as one piece. She's like, go get some pie. You like, all right, bro, I'm not going to take a shit. We just came from another house or whatever. Brooke busts the whole pie because it's supposed to be a slice for you and a slice for her. Brooke busts the whole thing. And you said, mom, I thought it was pie in here. What you doing, son? And then Brooke said, I'm sorry, I ate it. And she's like, your mom is going to be taking a shit. She didn't give a fuck about her. That's when I can see her getting mad and saying white in a thing. But not in front of her, though. That's the only way I can see black people doing it. Just, right?
I mean, I honestly wouldn't get mad about that. I would never get mad over some food, but...
not I could you, see, she would.
I mean, if she did, then again, that...
Abandonment. 5,000. Yo, you hate shit. Yo, Mo, you hate shit. Yo, you serious?
Nah, you know what? I would for something like that, I would stand there and I'd, hey, you know, mom, it's all right. You know, it's okay. I want to hurt her.
She would be mad.
But I would spin it, right? I would spin it and say, you know, she's a big fan of apple pie. So if she tore that up, then, you know, she really liked your pie. You know, I can always have your pie. You know, don't worry about it. If she got mad, she gets mad, you know, but I'd say, hey, you know, it's fine because she loves apple pie. So obviously she liked it. You liked it, right, Brooke? And that's her cue. That's her cue to say, yeah, I loved it. Because if she didn't say that she loved it and she said, oh, it was all right, then that means I'm going to the bathroom. You see how that goes? I'm going to the bathroom.
Man.
I'm
not
abandonment. Yo, you bro, knew you what you were supposed to say.
Yo, son, so what if you came to the crib? So what if you, like, so, all right, boom. I'm trying to think about, like, the shit that you like. All right, so if your girl was, like, a real diehard sports fan, right? And, like, right. like a football fan. And, like, mm-hmm. you strike me as, like, an NBA family, right? Your family, right. So if y'all go to the house, to your parents' house for Christmas, she wants to watch, you want to watch the NBA games, because those are the best games, I think, or those Christmas games. She wouldn't watch the NFL. And then she asked you to ask your father. This is some real guy shit right here. She asked you to ask your father. And you was like, I'm not even going to ask him that shit because, like, she could go watch it in the room or whatever. You know what I mean? She could just watch it where she wants to watch it. Watch it in the kitchen where the women are going to be. Then she hit you with the, did you tell me you asked him?
I mean, I would flat out. But you know what? I'm so blunt, though. I would just flat out say, I'm not asking them. You ask them.
No, but if she asked you to ask him the week before y'all went, because she said it's an important game for her, and you agreed, you would never agree to that?
No.
Oh.
It's NFL. It's not NBA.
That's the shit I'd be like, yeah. I got you. Then when we get that, yeah. Like, text my pop.
Yeah, I would never.
Say I asked you.
I would never, like, choose NFL or any other sport over NBA.
But it's not you, bro. It's her. She's a diehard fan.
Yeah, so I would say, well, you know what? When we get there, you can ask. Because I know we're all diehard NBA fans. So if the NBA game is on, then just know that it might be an issue.
But you're not catching what I'm saying. But what if she was, like, super organized or strategic, and she was like, yo, I want you to, we're going in 3 weeks, call him right now and ask him.
Oh, I would call him, but I would call him right then and there. But okay. She would ask him.
Oh, shit.
It's not me, because I don't care about the NFL game. And she'll tell you in the comments. She tell you, like, there's a lot of things that I, like, when I say, yo, I'm not doing that.
What if your father was like, yeah, sure, you can watch it. Then he hit you like, yo, motherfucker, why you had that girl call me and ask me that bullshit? Of course we not watching that shit.
I'd be like, it's your house. That's literally what I would say.
Yeah, but then she would say,
she wanted to know.
Why would your dad say yes to me and he didn't mean it?
Listen, that's not up to me. I brought her to, you know, she wanted to talk to my dad and ask him about the NFL game. That's on him. So the only person that you can be mad at is your damn self at that point. That's all. Mo,
you really know how to shift the blame. Fuck. Shit.
Yeah, she said, yep, NBA, anything else is my problem. She knows.
Yeah, she a rotter.
NBA, bro, like, I'm a diehard basketball fan.
So I have
even
my wife
with all the bowling that I'm doing. Big shout out to Ant. Big shout out to Ant who's bowling right now.
Ant B. Yo, listen.
We gotta get him up here.
Ant's my favorite.
Are we gonna go out to bowl with him?
Ant B?
Yeah.
Oh,
we get him bowling.
That joint? Yeah. Ah, yeah, we gotta do it.
We gotta do that. We gotta plan that. This month,
man. I'm down. Yeah.
Yeah, we want to plan. All right. So Brooke said it's rude to ask if you know they're all fans. Why would one think
special attention?
Okay. Yeah, you can get special.
Some people are like that though. That's what I'm saying. Like certain people are like that. Like me, I don't need to watch all my games. Like I'll barely watch them. Like I only like if I'm with people and we're gambling, I'll do it. But other than that, I'm not romantic about watching the game like that. You know what I mean? I can. Like I started watching that Tim Donaghy doc. I'll watch that and then I'll go back and watch the game just to see. You know what I mean? I wonder if they have like a good NBA archive like that. Do they?
You can click
on any game.
Yeah, you can literally go back on YouTube and find probably every game that was there. Yeah.
No, because I was gonna go buy my dad the league pass. The league pass is $100 a year, which is good.
No, it's more than that.
That is running a special for $100 a year.
What?
Yeah, bro.
I'm gonna have to jump on it.
Yeah, so I was thinking about how to get that shit in the metaverse, bro.
So Brooke asked a question. She said, "Going into the new year, what is the number one thing you learned about yourself that you're carrying into 2013? Positive or negative?"
23. You knew that was a 23 thing. Yeah, you so petty, son. Come
2020. On, man. No, I read it real quick. I wasn't doing that purposely.
You like I meant to say,
I knew what she meant. I just read it.
I know. I thought she was being petty,
No. What's the one thing that you learned about yourself that you're carrying into 2023, positive or negative?
I bet you say
Go ahead.
Because you know I'm about to say, because bitches ain't shit, but I didn't say it. That's fucked up.
I want to hear it.
No, because you let me do it. And I was doing it to joke. I was doing it to joke, and then you did that. Come on, sir. Whoa. And a bitch could be a guy or a girl, so it don't got to be like that, but that's a fact. You a bitch, and you could be a bitch-ass motherfucker, too. And Mo's not shit, because, yo, Mo know how we joke, and he knows how we joke, and he did that. Yeah. I got you, Mo. All right, this is becoming a sparring session now.
So I learned that in order to first off, you guys know how much I love my bowling, right? So I'm gonna try not to make
much, okay. A little too much, yeah.
So yeah. So I learned that I want to. In order for me to do the things that I want to do and be who I want to be, I'm probably going to have to make some moves. I may have to move out of state. I may have to, like, if I want to be a pro, if I ever can get to that level, I have to outbeat everybody in my area. You know?
You want
to
be a pro?
Yeah.
Let's go, Mo.
I want to be a pro. Yeah.
So we're going, yo, bro, I didn't know that. We can sponsor you. Like, this is what podcasting is for. So yeah. We can follow you on your journey, sponsor you, get you to the big games like in Utica and Syracuse and win nationals.
Yeah, no, I've been looking online, yeah. You know, to the point where they have places out west in Arizona and Vegas where you can bowl in leagues, you can bowl in tournaments and things like that. This is my first year. Now, one thing about me is once I get into something, I'm super into it. I already have more equipment than most people that are bowling now. I've got stuff that people never even dreamed of getting. Like, I've got the thing that heats the ball up so that you can get the ball out of it, and in the spinner so that I can clean my ball, you know, and that ran me up a couple hundred. Like, I probably have at least a couple of grand into bowling right now.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And it's all because I love it. And I go bowling now. It went from 2 days a week to 4 days a week to then back down to 3 days a week because I would do, I'm not going to spend too much time on this, but because I would do practice, and now it's up to 6 days a week now.
So Mo, this is what I'm gonna do for you, bro. So let's do this. I have several questions because this is my first time ever fucking learning this shit. And you know me, I'm about making dreams come true. So look, first off, I'm gonna put on all our platforms. Yo, whoever wants this bowling smoke, come for Mo. Then we get to every game. We can't just be. It just can't be any. Whoever knows the show. And once the bowling smoke, come for Mo. He's giving 5 points. Let's go. Anybody who wants the bowling smoke.
I would definitely.
That's a PSA. That's a PSA. I'm a broadcaster.
But I am taking it seriously, though. And I do want to. So within the next 5 years, I want to have gone to Vegas and bowled in an actual.
Let's go, Mo, I got the Vegas. I got the town. I'm in town.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yo, Mo, good man. Because I ain't doing shit, man. My shit. I'm gonna try to make you go pro. That's my yo. So you know what's crazy? So I want to ask you. So Max's godmother is a bodybuilder. She's a professional bodybuilder, right? So Santana's a special professional bodybuilder too, and so is her husband. But I was asking her. One day, like, yo, is it hard to, like, go pro? And she was like, hell yeah. But, like, with that said, going pro, this is like going being a pro boxer. If you're not on a set circuit, you're just a pro, right? So yeah. is your goal to become pro and say, okay, I'm a bowling professional? Or is it, like, to be, like, commissioned for, like, say, like $1 million? So, like, you know, like a pro boxer doesn't necessarily, you know, you could be in the Golden Gloves, didn't make a cent, and you're a pro.
So I want to be a pro in a sense where that is what I do for my occupation. Like,
hold on, somebody said something petty in the chat.
There's people that are making, your average bowler is gonna make anywhere between $40,000 and $60,000 a year, and your big time bowlers are making at least $100,000-$200,000, and then your top five bowlers are in the millions.
But just like podcasting, right? I say that about bowling and things like that. Because remember when I had early, like season one, I had Kevin Bozeman on. A lot of people don't know who Kevin Bozeman is, right? And next time he comes here, we got to go see him. He's making a good living as a stand-up comedian. And he does like the whole country. I wouldn't say he's a millionaire, but the dude comfortable. You know what I mean? So I feel like in society now, you can do like, you know, like you could be in the G League, have a podcast, do this, do that, and the third, and just be like a jack of all trades. And you're not going to be Kobe, but you know what I mean? You could live a modest, you could live a good life, 800 grand a year, 600 grand a year, just doing your numbers. That's all we say about this show. I was like, yo, all we really need is 1,000 fans, 2,000 fans.
Yeah.
Right? With 1,000, like you say 1,000 fans, you put out a t-shirt for $10. That's 10 grand. That's good. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that hard to do. You just need to get that core situated. Uh-oh. Yeah. Yo, so see, Steve is looking like he's trying to act like he wants to smoke. Steve, don't do it. Steve, don't ask Mo no questions like that unless y'all want the smoke. So, one word. You trying to say it's tight. It'll be tight.
My top score, it depends in league or in or just open bowling because they're similar. My top score for a league was 246.
Steve?
And the highest you can get is 300. And my top score for open was 261.
Yeah, Steve, you can't fuck with it. Nobody on... Yo, Steve. Nobody on your show... Steve, nobody on you know or on your show could see Mo and Bowling. That's it.
Well, I don't... We love you, Steve.
Steve, we love you, Steve. Nah, come on, man. You gotta do it. Steve's a podcaster. He knows. That's what I'm saying, bro.
But you know? I will say this. I can go out, like, if I bowl against somebody who never bowls, I can go out and bowl left-handed and probably beat them. That's a fact. Okay. I'm just being honest.
No more.
But it's because I have that many reps up. Like I've bowled enough for two seasons already.
Mo, so you saying you could beat Steve with your left hand? See, this is why you need a producer. So this is why, you know what I'm saying?
I'm confident enough that I can. I'm not saying that's actually going to happen. But also, left-handed... The highest I ever scored left-handed, and I'm left-handed, but I bowl with my right. But the highest I've ever scored with my left hand only was a 175.
Ooh.
And that was all left-handed.
That was Ant scholarship score. That was his average. Average senior. Yes.
That was not his average.
Yo, what? You know what I'm saying? You could get in, you get a scholarship at 175.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Mo, if you would have had this dedication earlier in life and been more responsible, you probably would have been playing for Yale.
I like how you threw that in there.
Yeah, bro. you'd have been at Harvard right now. You would have been at Harvard bowling. But yo, so funny story. I went to this party 5 years ago, my man Artie took me, right? And it was a golf pro there. But he was a pro, like this motherfucker just drove up and down the East Coast, like hustling games. And he would like be like certain companies had his number. Like if they needed another person, he would go on. Yeah. They would give him like 10 grand, 20 grand just to be like, oh yeah, he works here. And like, they would just win bets against clients and stuff like that.
Shit.
Yeah. So like I'm saying, like, but I could see that in bowling. And even if they don't have it, like, let's do it.
So funny story about bowling, right? So me and Brooke, I told you the story about how we started going on date nights. So one day, I remember, and Brooke remembers too, I kept looking online to look for bowling balls and see, okay, well, maybe I can find one, a cheap bowling ball somewhere. So the first bowling ball that I bought it from an Asian woman out in like Yodeling or something.
Mm-hmm.
So she gave me this ball. Now, my dad, prior to this, told me that my Uncle Johnny used to be a avid bowler. Like, just, he loved it. And I said, you know, I'm going to buy a bowling ball. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
So I buy this bowling ball. And it's engraved with her, I think it may have been her son's name. Her son's name was John.
Mm.
Her son's name was John. So I felt like that was a sign, you know. Yeah. 'Cause I'm big on signs, you know what I mean? And so I still have that. Huh?
Yo, Mo, this shit is crazy, Sam, because like I was writing, like trying to write our copy for Twitch. And I was like, yo, like every time I describe the show, it really should be like Miles and Mo, two dudes that don't know each other, but know each other, but don't really know about each other. And so, cause all of this shit is like, yo, every fucking week I hear from you, it's just like a fucking event, like some new shit you tell me.
I'm like, you didn't know that? No, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that shit, man.
Hell no, I didn't know that.
Who are you? I need time. I need time. Nah, but that's what's up, bro. Like,
yo, you know what? You know what we should do? We should. It should be the minority plus one in us.
Nope.
Yep.
Because we have to bring Ant back.
Huh?
We have to bring Ant back because I don't like to lose.
Nah, we'll just have Brooke with us.
Son, Brooke is not better than
Ant. Bro.
Oh, unless they got four? Oh, so it'd be you and Brooke. Oh, three? Me, you, and Brooke?
No, it's me, you, and Brooke against the minority plus one.
It depends how nice they are.
It don't matter.
If they're nice, Brooke can play for me. I don't like to lose. So I want all W's on that belt. Oh, his max is 165. All right, we can play them. Us three.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't see Sam doing nothing.
Listen, let's do midnight bowling. We can do midnight bowling because at least that way, you know.
Like Mono, I'm a whole single father. Talk about some midnight bowling.
You'll be all right.
Nah, I'll call somebody. Yeah,
you'll be all right.
Single father, midnight.
Have a couple drinks.
He's asleep through the night.
And anyone who wants it, we'll put it out where we're gonna be and what time we're gonna be there, and you know we can always tape it and have some fun, you know.
I wonder, like, and Sam had a Halloween party, and on Halloween, of course, I couldn't go, right? But I was wondering, like, how you if you could affiliate something like that with like the show. I think like when it comes to like a live event, like that would be like our next thing, to try to book like a 50 seater and do it live, right? That's like goal, right? And then but I was wondering, for an event, I feel like that is a good icebreaker, right? Like if you do like bowling, like even like bowling darts or whatever, something that was gonna be filmed, that it was just like, yeah, it was gonna be a live show during that. I don't know, it's just something to think about, because I'm thinking like, yo, like how do you have to incubate it somehow, somewhere where we have like an annual, you know, some people have Super Bowl parties, some people have whatever it takes, or like the NBA finals, like at the NBA, like say the NBA finals, we meet at one bar, a secret bar, per game. You know, once we have more followers, I think like that'd be ideal, right?
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah. Anything that's gonna promote, you know,
Yeah. That just came in my mind right now, just now, because it's like, yo, like, if people like to bowl, I'm sure, like, we can make bowling fun. Like, I did, like, we used to do bowling Christmas parties, right? And it was like, yo, they would play, like, so many. You ever play, like, the bowling games, the poker bowling?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, like, that shit is fun.
So. Well, any final words, Mr. Miles?
Well, Mo, no. Any, you forgot to tell us what national whatever fucking day it is tomorrow that you have to get ready for, or
no, I nothing. I forgot. I don't even know what national day it is. It's at work. Yeah, shit. I forgot.
Yeah, next week I'm gonna try to put our, because I made our bets already, right? For that, who's gonna win the NBA finals. And then, so I'm gonna put it every week of the show. I'm gonna put like the original bet, and I'm gonna put like where it is now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can kind of we can kind of go through it now if you want, but I don't think it. Some of them went down. Some of them went up.
Okay,
but it's, I forgot who had who. So like that's my thing. I gotta look at the joint again to see who had what.
Yo, Steve. You wanna Steve look at said. It Yeah, Steve said slogan for the show, experienced but unknown. Good one, Steve.
Steve. Yeah, bro. So Steve gave me some other joints out here, but I don't know, but I think that, like, I love their show. Like, their show is well, like, super put together. And our show, but I, like, as far as, like, the production and stuff like that, Scott knows a couple of dudes. I think Steve and Scott know a lot of the same people that have shows and like that. Mm-hmm. That's what I got to infiltrate some of those shows, man. Talk heavy. Because when we talk, when we go on other shows, man, it's like we get it crazy. But then when they come on our show, it's like nobody say nothing.
It's gonna get crazy for 2023. I'll tell you that shit right now.
Yeah, but dude, like filming that journey, that bowling journey, it'd be crazy. Yo, what's the best bowling alley you think in the country?
The best bowler in the country?
The best bowling alley.
Oh, I don't know what the best bowling alley is. I know my favorite bowler is Darren Tang. That's my dude. That's Filipino, my dude.
Filipino?
I don't know if he's like, yeah, I don't know what nationality he is. He's like Chinese or Japanese or Korean. I'm not sure.
You know what's crazy about
him and
that?
His brother are good, huh?
So bowling, right? Bowling, darts, and billiards. Like during like the war and shit, the GL, like we brought that shit down like to the Philippines and stuff like that. And they took it well. They took to it so well that they the nicest now at that shit.
Oh like, yeah.
If you look at who the best pool player is, I bet you it's a Filipino dude. Yeah, because they got. It's just like yo, if you go to Haiti. So uh-huh. when I went to Haiti in 2013, yo, these motherfuckers is playing like 2K.
Uh-huh.
Yo, like the scores was like 190 to like 6. Cause like they play it all day. So like their shit is like to lock somebody down like the whole time.
I just had a score like that. It was like 170 something to 84. It was crazy. But that's my guy crazy. Got hot, but then Derrick Rose got hurt and he's out for like 2 to 4 months. So yeah. I should have just kept him out. But anyways, let's we can talk after.
Yeah, we talk after. I'm gonna show you. All right, everyone. Thank you for coming to this week's show.
Wednesday nights at 8:00. Please come and see us. Steve, we will definitely be in contact regarding the bowling event. You'll have a lot of fun. We're going to give you a handicap. So that way, it's not going to be just us killing you, you know. So,
Steve, I want to come on your video podcast, Steve. Can we come on your video podcast? And then, like, let's talk after or whatever. We want to come on your video podcast, man. Stop being selfish with your ass.
Yeah. Damn.
Love.
All right, y'all. Love.
Me. Finish.